That was one of the best Old Dominion shows across, you know, the board that I was a part of, was that Edmonton show. There was so many things about that, those couple days that I was in Edmonton, that made it incredibly special. But I've been awesome, man. There's been so much life that has happened since then, and shows, and man, like, you know, when we did that, we just put out the single Out of Yours. You know, to see it this much later, and also to be sitting right now in the top five, it's pretty crazy. Just to see the journey and be able to like kind of timeline it like that. So like, just crazy. It just goes by like that. Everything has been amazing. I cannot complain. We just got some incredible news a few weeks ago that I get to play the Grand Ole Opry.
How does it feel to be able to do that?
Feels like I want to throw up about it. You know, it honestly, it just means so much to me. I've been here in Nashville for 16 years, and when I first moved here, it was just like one of the top three things that were like, you have to do this in your
Yeah.
time here. This is one of your like things you have to do, your goals. And you know, and I had a lot of people tell me I couldn't do it. You know, I had a lot of people tell me I wasn't going to be able to, and I started to believe that. And then, you know, I kind of changed up a lot of elements of my team, just to fit kind of where my heart's at as an artist and as a human being, to make sure we're all kind of aligned. And as soon as I did that, I got a call from my agent, and he was just like, "Slow, what are you?" All my friends call me Slow.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, Olsen. Yeah, you can call me Slow now. He's like, "Slow, what are you doing on July 23rd?" And I was like, "I don't know. What am I doing?" And he said, he was just like, "Do you want to play the Grand Ole Opry and have your debut?" And I just like started welling up with tears. I thought it was a joke, and you know. And then I looked, and my wife was recording me on the phone, and I realized it was real. And I was like, "Oh my goodness, it's finally happening." That's you know, I definitely have paid a lot of dues and have been in this for a while, and I just couldn't be happier that I, you know, that it's happening now, to bring my son Lincoln with me backstage and get all that, you know, all those photos and
Yeah.
just those memories. I'm like, I'm so happy he's a part of them now. I mean, it's amazing. I don't even know that. I'm kind of at like loss for words about it, because it's just something that I didn't expect, and now it's all I can think about. What am I gonna play? What am I gonna wear? What am I gonna say? I'm
The
like,
outfit is the key. You gotta be a good outfit.
fit. I know the fit, and I'm like, I do not like dressing up. You know, award shows, I'm like, I try and go with the most casual dressy I can, because I just don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like me in just like dressy clothes. But this is an occasion, and I'm like, and I need to, you know, to do the dressiest version of myself,
Yeah.
and I'll make my son looks all dapper too.
It's gonna
Maybe
be
I'll do the
great.
Canadian tuxedo. I'll just carry out my Tim Hortons cup with my denim Canadian tux, and
That'll
I'll be
do
like,
it.
guess where I'm from.
I think you'll make many people proud if you do that.
Yeah, there'll be two Canadians in the crowd that are like, "Woohoo!"
I know that Tim
Yeah.
Hortons
I
cup. I have
have an embarrassing amount of those cups,
one too. Do
because
you
the last
keep
time
them?
I well, so this is like the to-go cup. It's like, it's plastic, but the lid kind of replicates what the Tim Hortons lid sort of feels like. I know it's kind of lame. I just been away from home for so long. Last time when I went and got 20 of these, they were only like a buck a piece. You
What?
reuse them, and the coffee inside is actually not Tim Hortons coffee at all. But it tastes better when it's in the Tim Hortons cup.
It's a placebo effect.
Exactly. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with the placebo
As
effect.
long as like the outside says Tim Hortons, it doesn't matter what's on the inside. It's the outside
And
that
it is,
counts.
yeah, it's like the opposite of humans.
And then you have your single Out of Yours. It has been doing great, like we just mentioned, currently top 10 in Canadian country radio. What made you write the song, and has it taken on a new meaning since it's been released?
You know what? Yes, it has taken on a new meaning personally, just because, you know, I think I've released a few songs that in the last 2 years, and I because I write so many songs for other people, I have a lot of different versions of what I could be as an artist. You know, I mean, I grew up listening to like 90s country, but also a lot of R&B, you know, a lot of like Michael Bolton, I mean, which I love Michael Bolton back in the day. And so a lot of soulful stuff. So, you know, with this particular single, I kind of took the reins back from my artistry, and you know, I really got to decide who I was and who I feel like I am as an artist right now. And that with this song, I got to pick it, and I got to write it, and I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and how I wanted to say it. And it's kind of solidified the confidence in myself as an artist. When you have a couple songs that, in everything I've, you know, put out in the last few years has done well, you know, and I'm like, and I'm so grateful for that. But this one seems to, I can tell when they connect with the audience. Mm-hmm. I can tell when they connect with my fans, not only by consumption, but by my socials growing as well as engagement. You know, like a lot of people will make a video of something, of this song on TikTok, and yeah. I get to see all of those. And just to see how much people are connecting with this one, it's made me realize that I know exactly who I am as an artist right now, and I know exactly where I want to go from here. And the new music that I'm going to be putting out over the next 6 months is going to represent that in a really great way. I can't wait for the fans to hear what's coming. If they loved this out of yours, they're definitely going to love where we're going.
Do like 3 rapid fire questions at the end of my interviews.
So bring
you
it.
You have to answer with the first thing that comes to your head, like no thinking at all.
Right. This is dangerous.
It is very dangerous. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
that was really good. That was good.
Hey, look, it's not my go-to, but it's the first song that came into my head, and it would be hilarious.
That, I like that one. Sometimes I have gone to karaoke places and people are singing that. I'm like, that's great. Perfect. You're love like, that one.
Sing the hardest song by yeah. the best singer of all time. That's cool. Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, I might have to go home after that. That's okay. Who would play you in a movie?
Rob Lowe.
That is a great answer. I have never had someone answer with that before. That is a good one.
A lot of people say that. I'm like, you look like a young Rob Lowe. I mean, you know what? I'll take that. Rob Lowe is a stand-up citizen actor. And back in his day, I mean, like, dude was chiseled.
That is very true. Next question, the beach or the mountains?
Oh, I can't answer that. I can't.
No?
Because I'm torn in between them, okay. To be honest. Like, legitimately, there's two parts of my heart. Half of it is, you know, mountainous snowboarding. The other part is sand, beach, ocean. Anything that makes you feel tiny and small is usually good for my soul. So I'm like, that one, I don't know. If there's like...
Both is
like
fine.
What has a beach and a mountain? I live there.
Yeah, I think like Banff and like Lake Louise here in Alberta, you could totally do that.
Yeah. Oh, Lake Louise is amazing.
Yeah, that's we'll take Lake Louise as an answer then.
All day Lake Louise.
And last but not least, this might be the hardest question of them all. Where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, this one's tough. Yeah. Instagram is where I spend most of my time. So Stephen Lee Olson on Instagram, follow me on TikTok. Sometimes I post funny stuff. Other than that, check out my website and you'll get all the latest on where I'm going and what I'm doing.